Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
So giddy for this. I can't wait.
It is very exciting.
And listen, I don't want to turn people off from calling, but when... And I'm reticent to make fun of people, but I do...
Well, you haven't heard it yet.
I haven't... Yeah, it's a great point.
Just hold, bite your tongue.
If Ben is ready to thrash someone, that means it's really bad. And are we sure it's not a bit?
No, I mean, I'm not 100% sure. Someone may have just been pulling the leg of one coach, John Cantara, on the program yesterday.
Was it Sacha Baron Cohen? Because from everything you guys have told me, this is just horrific.
All right, before we play the potentially worst sports radio phone call of all time, I'll again throw out the phone number for a contestant for Take on Woods and give out our categories. There goes Woodsy. He doesn't get to hear those categories. 833-288-0973. Our musical trivia options today, Dead as a Doornail, songs with the word dead or some form of that in the title. Cougar, ironically, with all of our chili dog talk this morning, a category about John Cougar Mellencamp. And But Who's Counting? All I'll say that is it's a numerical theme, but I won't reveal any more. So those are the categories. The number again, 833-288-0973. Call in now, chance to win a getaway to Vegas, golf, spa treatments, all coming up in just minutes here on 97.3 The Fan. So, Paul, do we know any backstory here? This was yesterday's show, afternoon.
Yeah, it was yesterday's show, and before it got emailed out to all of us, I mean, the guy went on for like 2 minutes, and I trimmed it down a little bit, but I'm pretty sure early on in the phone call, Braden had already texted me before the guy hung up, saying, "You guys have to play this.
All right.
Now, do you want to play it all the way through, or are we going to kind of pause and parse as we go along here?
We're going to get to the meat, I do believe.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, ready?
Okay. Yep.
All right. The first one, I know last week I compared him to a couple old pros, but I have a new comparison.
Pause.
Talking about Fernando Tatis.
Talking about Fernando Tatis Jr.
Okay.
Good. Old pros, but I have a new comparison. Antonio Cromartie. Because to me, that's the man with eight kids, the former Charger. Because to me, it's really obvious what Tatis is up to off the field.
What?
The second statement is also
comparison. Is this just you coming up with something, or do you know something? What do we know?
To me, it's just really obvious. It's a really strong hunch.
So this man is certain that Fernando Tatis Jr. is fathering illegitimate children.
Sounds like that's what he's accusing him of, at least. That he has multiple kids out there. I don't know that that's true. Is it possible that he has children? Yes. I don't know everything about Fernando Tatis Jr. Is it possible that he's had relations with young women?
I wonder that if he's had relations before marriage.
Ooh. It's definitely possible. Just because that may be true doesn't necessarily mean you're Antonio Cromartie, though.
Correct.
It's a really strong hunch. Okay. So the second comparison is weird. Britney Spears.
Oh.
You know?
Right.
Young, innocent, and good. And then after 10 years, pretty much bad. And then the third thing I want to say is his home run trot. That is the most disrespectful home run trot in the history of baseball. I really want to hear you defend this because I don't know if it's how he stares at his home run for 5 seconds before jogging, which I know you've spoken out against people who do that.
Right.
I don't know if it's his bat flip or is it really what I think is the most disrespectful to the game thing he does, that stutter step before third base. That is so immature and disrespectful. I want to hear you defend that. I really do. Let's hear it.
Oh, my God. He's very aggressive and weird. And
so 90 seconds. You got Tatis is Antonio
Cromartie. With no
basis.
No basis whatsoever for making that claim.
Britney Spears, because, you know, at the beginning, young, up-and-coming superstar, everything was good.
And then bad.
And then just bad.
After 10 years. Does that mean in 7 more years that Tatis is going to shave his head and, like, not be a star anymore?
Kevin Federline.
He's calling him Britney now. Like, he's saying that
it's already happened.
So bad that he's Britney Spears.
Are we taking away his decision-making capability?
Yes.
Old pros, but I have a new comparison. Antonio Cromartie.
I'll tell you what it is.
The man with 8 kids, the former Charger.
It's hater.
Because to me, it's really obvious what Tatis is up to off the field.
It's hater-ass, man. It's the you look at Tatis and you're like, well, let's see. He's young. He's attractive. He is 1,000% lusted after by millions. Most of us are lucky in life to be lusted after by one woman. One. We're damn lucky that we even got one. Okay? And let's be honest. Do they really lust after us? That man could get damn near any woman he wanted. So it bothers people. They're jealous. It's just all that phone call is the dude is green with that.
What about the disrespectful home run trot?
Who is it disrespectful to? The pitcher?
I mean, he makes it sound like
he takes a dump on third base. Like
taking the briefest of pauses before he hits third base is something that, like, Rob Manfred needs to step in and address or something.
He's a kid. He's got his own flair. He is so exciting for the game. Here's the thing, though. I hate this. When you get those calls, and we've gotten them too, and we've had arguments online and stuff, and, you know, you argue with Dodger fans or whatever, and, you know, man, the difference is this. When it's pissing rain outside and they're in a rain delay, you know what that guy doesn't see? Fernando Tatis Jr. standing outside signing autographs for kids. That's what you don't see. Like, it's the Manny effect, too. People create their own narratives about people, and what you don't see is, you know, we talked about a couple of months ago what Padres are most active in the community. And somebody wrote me and they go, dude, you know how much Manny does for, like, children's? He just doesn't brag about it, right?
It's a great point. I think, is it possible to be disrespectful to the game and to your opponents? Yeah, it is.
I think so, yeah.
It is possible to do that. I think we're getting into an era where a little more fun, a little more flair is acceptable in baseball, but you can still do it. It can still be disrespectful. So then you have to go deeper. All right, let's look at Fernando Tatis Jr. Is he disrespectful in the way he talks about his opponents?
No.
Never once. Is he disrespectful in the way he approaches the game of baseball? No, not at all. Does he work hard?
Yes.
Is he a good teammate? I mean, everything that we've seen tells you that he's not a disrespectful person in any sense of that. What could possibly fit that description?
And if he's out there as a 22-year-old young man and he is doing his thing, go for it. I mean, be careful, right? Be careful. Don't get yourself in any trouble. We've seen how things can backfire. We've seen plenty of athletes get in trouble. Don't let anything spiral out of control. You know, be smart about it. But my God, go live your life. And I don't see him parading around with a ton of women. You know what I see him on his Instagram doing? Hanging out with his family. Diving in beautiful waters, walking through lush forests, things like that. You know, sitting in a dugout with a bunch of dudes that are playing right now. I don't see him, hey, here's me on a boat with three women. I don't see
him. I mean, yes, his
and
name.
Guess what? He can do that if he wants.
100%. His name came up in connection with the woman involved in the Trevor Bauer case, but what did she say about him? He was great. He was
bestie ever.
Best, but not. Nope, nothing problematic at all there.
Nothing at all. And again, what law did he break? He made love to someone. That's not a crime, Ben. And again, 22-year-old kid doing his thing. Let's celebrate. Let's not run this guy out of town. Let's really celebrate what we got here.
Pimp a home run, strip nude, and do cartwheels around the bases.
Doing helicopters on home plate with his wiener. Like, what are we doing here? So I do think, and we've talked about the disrespect of baseball. And look, there are still going to be pitchers that don't like when you admire a home run. That's okay. Strike me out. You know, my fat ass hit a home run this year in adult league. I damn near stutter stepped around. You know why? Because I knew I would never do it again. Let the kid enjoy it. Let him revel in it. Let him have fun. The game is fun. All these, and I think there are pitchers coming around too. You saw Marcus Stroman is one of those guys. He knows, like, all right, I'm gonna be a showman too. No one's telling you you can't have a little fun out there as well.
We need a contestant still. 833-288-0973. Again, chance to win a getaway to Las Vegas. More importantly,
that was pretty bad though.
That was bad. More importantly, try to take down Woods. He's only lost once here in the calendar year 2022 in our musical trivia game of Take on Woods. So 833-288-0973 if you want to join us. Also, we've got Don't Do This coming up. And then don't forget, coming up at 8:40 this morning in our final segment of the day, Michael Wilbon from PTI, pardon the interruption, with Tony Kornheiser on ESPN. Never have talked to Michael before. I'm actually looking very much forward to this conversation.
I am too. He's a legend in the business, man, and just one of those guys that's really great at what he does.
He's always struck me as, well, yes, he's a talking head, and they do a lot of the debate.
Yeah.
Never like an unreasonable, not a Skip Bayless. He's not saying things just to be outrageous.
He was so good in The Last Dance, too, the Jordan documentary. He was incredible in that. So,
all right. Looks like we got a contestant on the line. Let's get to it. Let's play a little Take on Woods.
Take on Woods. Woods.
Now we got Warren on the line as our contestant today. Hello, Warren. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. All right. You got three categories to choose from. Woodsy's left the studio. He does not hear the questions. You'll do your five questions, 60 seconds, and he'll come back in. If you beat or tie him, you will qualify for our grand prize drawing in January, a getaway two nights at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, golf for two, spa treatments for two at Serenity Spa, and all you have to do is beat or tie Woods. Some legendary Vegas fun in your future. Here are your categories again. Dead as a doornail, cougar, or but who's counting? Which of those three, Warren, would you like to play today?
Let's go with dead as a doornail.
Dead as a doornail. All right. All of today's answers will include some form of the word dead. Die, dying, died. You get the picture. All right, you get 60 seconds. You answer as many as you can. If you want to pass, we can come back if there's time left on the clock. We will start with a two-second song. We'll get 2 seconds of a well-known song. You need to give me both the title and the artist to score the point. We'll go on from there. Warren, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Polly plays the music. Let's take on Woods.
When you were young.
Live and Let Die, Paul McCartney.
Correct. Which British band found success in the mid-80s with their single You Spin Me Round? Skydiving, mountain climbing, and bull riding are some of the activities described in which 2004 song by Tim McGraw?
Live Like You're Gonna Die.
Close enough, yes. Basketball legend Bill Walton claims to have seen which band in concert around 850 times?
Grateful Dead.
Correct. Cutting Crew had their biggest hit with which song on their debut album in 1986?
Died in Your Arms.
Correct. Which British band found success in their mid-80s with their single You Spin Me Round? Time's running out. It's okay. You've done really well. All right, we did get four correct. Very good. You got Live and Let Die by Paul McCartney. You got Live Like You Were Dying, close enough, by Tim McGraw. Grateful Dead, Bill Walton's favorite band. And I Just Died in Your Arms by Cutting Crew. Dead or Alive is the name of the band that sings You Spin Me Round, Right Round, Baby, Right Round. So 4 out of 5, Woodsy comes back in. Get off his phone. Come back into the studio. Warren's score is locked in. Woodsy doesn't know the category. He's going to get the same 5 questions, though. And he will try to keep his winning streak going. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
When you were young and your heart...
It's, Wings, and it's, Live and Let Die.
Correct. Which British band found success in the mid-80s with their single You Spin Me Round?
Pass.
Skydiving, mountain climbing, and bull riding are some of the activities described in which 2004 song by Tim McGraw?
Oh my God. Pass.
Basketball legend Bill Walton claims to have seen which band in concert around...
Grateful Dead.
Correct. Cutting Crew had their biggest hit with which song on their debut album in 1986?
I Just Died in Your Arms?
Correct. Which British band found success in the mid-80s with their single You Spin Me Round?
Why can't I think of the name of this band? Let's see.
We figured out the category.
No, I have no idea what the category is. It's on the tip of my tongue. F word. I'm gonna let die. I think I'm toast. 3.
Wow, 3 is good. Not as good as Warren's 4, though, as we have an outright winner, our second of the year. Warren, congratulations. Shoot. You have taken down Woods.
When you tell me, it's going to make me insane.
The category is Dead as a Doornail.
And that is it Dead Can Dance?
Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive.
And then the country song by Tim McGraw is Live Like You Were Dying. It was Live and Let Die, Dead or Alive, Live Like You Were Dying, Grateful Dead, and I Just Died in Your Arms. So, Warren, hang on the line. Paulie will get all your information to get you into the drawing for our grand prize here. Congratulations. Just our second outright winner of the year.
Damn it.
An L in the column. Oh, I know that hurts you.
It really does. What was it again? Dead or Alive?
The category was, yeah. No, the song. The band was Dead or Alive, yeah.
I can see it. Like, it's where, now, I don't know if the category would have helped me. I would have said Dead Can Dance, but that's another band, but that's not them. Crap.
Wow.
Well done, Warren.
All right.
Suck it, Woods.
Suck it, me.
All right, we got Don't Do This coming up next. I saw Pete Rose talking about something yesterday that seems a little outlandish.
All right.
I'm going to bring that up.
To be expected, though. We got David Ortiz on Boston Sports Radio.
Sounds good.
It's going to be really, really juicy.
All right, we'll get to that coming up next. It's Ben and Woods. Let's check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Now at McDonald's, you can get two sausage McGriddles or two chicken McGriddles for $3.50. Or you can mix and match. Prices and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer. So don't try, Woods.
I won't try. I will get us started. My little sausage McGriddle that you are, Ben Higgins. I'm going to start in Boston with, you know, listen, I've come around a lot on David Ortiz.
Mikey, Ricky, Danny, Terry, Mikey, Davey, Timmy, Tommy, Joey, Robbie, Johnny, and Brian.
He's guy's a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. One of the most clutch players I've ever seen in my life. You know, there's the rumors of PEDs, et cetera, et cetera. But David Ortiz being on the Hall of Fame ballot, he was snubbed by one Dan Shaughnessy, Ben. And it does seem a little bit like something that reporters do sometimes, maybe looking for attention and things like that, playing judge and jury to these baseball players that are trying to get in the Hall of Fame. Right?
Well, not every person is going to vote for David Ortiz for the Hall of Fame.
You would think Dan Shaughnessy would.
Well, why?
Covering because, the Red Sox.
But does that make any sense that someone who covered the team more extensively should be more likely to vote? They also, when you cover a player, you're more likely to see their flaws and the negative side of the player as well.
Is it the Hall of Fame of personalities?
No, though? I'm not saying their personality flaws. You know, looking at what they do on the field.
Right.
You may see
the guy's
more
postseason resume alone. You should get him in.
There's no doubt. I mean, he's unbelievable. One of the best postseason players of all time, as you mentioned, and pretty damn good in the regular season as well. Granted, you know, DH, whatever. That being said, they had him on EEI.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, EEI had him on. By him, I mean David Ortiz, and they asked him about the snub from hometown writer Dan Shaughnessy.
You just mentioned it was a big topic last week, actually. We were talking about it, and that one guy, obviously, was Dan Shaughnessy. So I'm just curious. You always have a good relationship with Dan during the year? I mean, you know, your career? Or was there ever an issue with him?
It's funny that you asked me that question because you know exactly the answer about that.
Yeah, I do. I just thought I'd like to hear you.
you know Dan Shaughnessy has been a to everybody. So what can I tell you? I mean, it's not a surprise for me. It's not a surprise for y'all. He didn't vote for me. So what can I do? I mean, seriously, you know what I'm saying? That's not going to stop anything. It's just one guy that didn't vote for you, and nothing you can do about it. But there's a guy that he just like giving a hard time to everyone. So you got to love him that way.
Isn't that an example of somebody's abuse of power? I mean, for being honest, Big Poppy, this is the guy that's...
He got no damn power, bro. You know that. He just got the power of the pen to write whatever he believe on. But everybody know that he's a what else can you do?
All right. So good. So good. I've come around a lot on Big Poppy.
I mean, look, I didn't want to like him when I was younger because I grew up with Edgar Martinez, who I thought was the greatest DH of all time.
So good.
I loved Edgar, and Edgar got into the Hall of Fame. David Ortiz is better.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
Better.
He's unbelievable.
Now, right now, David Ortiz is tracking at 83.7% of the known vote.
That'll get him in.
But generally, the ones that are unknown tend to be less favorable toward the player, so those numbers generally come down when the final vote is revealed, which means he's kind of on the borderline as to whether he's going to make
83?
It or not. 83.7.
Got it.
But that also means that 17% of voters didn't vote for David Ortiz. It wasn't like Dan Shaughnessy is going to be the only one who didn't vote for David Ortiz. There's hundreds of ballots, which means there were dozens of guys who didn't vote for David Ortiz. Do they all just have a bone to pick? Did they all just not get along with David Ortiz, and that's the only reason they didn't vote for him? Or are there legitimate reasons not to vote for David Ortiz?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we'll see, but fairly interesting. Fairly interesting. You know, Shaughnessy, he's kind of known for being a bit of a thorn in, I think, Boston sports, which some people would say that's his job.
So. All right. Pete Rose is kind of known for not necessarily being the world's best truth teller at all times. He appeared on a podcast hosted by a guy named Rob Goff, podcast called Talking to Titans with Rob Goff. And Pete made some fairly outlandish claims about when he was growing up. He said, I was a three-sport player. To be honest with you, though, I was a much better football player than I was a baseball player.
Okay.
Which seems, I mean, you may have thought, you know, maybe back in the day that you were. Pete, for all his flaws, one of the greatest pure hitters in baseball history.
Correct.
So to be a much better football player than you were a baseball player really implies a greatness in football that seems almost hard to believe, I would think.
Now, do you have proof that he wasn't?
I don't, but I just have a track record of Pete Rose not necessarily always being the most forthright self-evaluator in his life. Not able to see his own flaws that other people can see sometimes.
Delusions of grandeur.
That's what I'm thinking.
Visions
here. I have no proof. Maybe he was. I mean, you think there would have been a lot of stories about Pete Rose growing up, all the people who saw him dominate in high school football.
I haven't read about those before
until just now when Pete Rose says he was a much better football player than he was a baseball player.
All right, I will get us wrapped up, Ben. Actually, you should be the one doing this story because this has actually happened to
you. I have
you.
Some experience it's in this not, arena.
It's not sports related, but it is news and media related. A young woman in Washington was doing...
West Virginia,
I think. It was Washington. Maybe it is West Virginia. She was doing an 11 o'clock hit, Ben, on the local news and was hit by a car. And I know that you were backed into by an SUV. This one, first of all,
this was gnarlier than mine. I will say that.
She got decked by this car.
We've
got the audio.
It's video, but you can hear it in the audio, too.
And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze-thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on
okay.
TV, Jory.
Woo! Oh. We're all good.
What, Tim?
I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so good. I'm okay. Yeah. You're okay. You're okay. We're all good. This is, you know what? It's, one
sure
woman
you're
band.
Okay, Tori?
We're good, Tim. Ma'am, you are so sweet, and you are okay. It is all good.
That's the driver.
You know,
the driver.
Oh, Lord.
So you...
You know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you were
specifically
bumped in,
to me, Tim.
Were you bumped
Shut
down
up, Tim.
Low, Tori, or were you hit up high? I couldn't really tell from the looking.
Oh, I don't even... Do you know if I was bumped down low or up high, sir?
I just saw you disappear.
I don't even
out
know. I don't even know, Tim. My whole life just flashed before my eyes. But this is live TV, and everything's okay. I thought I was in a safe spot, but clearly, we might need to move the camera over a bit.
Yeah.
So let me do that while I'm thinking of it.
Now, just to set the stage for you once again, Tori's in an area right now where there's been a water main break, so there are emergency vehicles around there. And a lot of times what we have seen in those kind of situations are when emergency vehicles are around, there's a lot of confusion from people about drivers, about where to go. So it's possible
people
that's
get
what
distracted
happened there.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad she's okay. Again, her last week on the job.
almost loses her legs getting hit hard. She got hit hard.
Yeah, she got hit harder than I did. If you're new to San Diego or don't remember my story, I was covering the NCAA tournament in Tucson in 2011 when an SUV, like 60 yards away, started backing up in my live shot. Just continued to go until, at the last second, bumped me in the back of the legs. I fortunately had... See, the difference between me and her, I had a photographer who was actually running the camera. She was doing her own live shot, so she had a camera just set up, pointed at her, but no one... To protect her, I at least had someone, Jeff LaValle, who stepped in, put his hand on the car as it hit me in the back of the legs, and I jumped out of the way and was uninjured. She got taken out. Fortunately, she wasn't severe. She could have been severely hurt or even killed in that live shot.
And,
it
of
was
course,
scary.
Old Tim back in the studio. Well, this is the first time on television, Tori.
Not at all the first time on television.
I just don't do this.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we are going to start looking ahead to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs coming up next.
So ready. So ready.
I also want to bring up a couple of stories from the NFL yesterday, one involving the lawsuit by John Gruden.
Yes.
That took a step forward yesterday as well. So we'll get you some NFL talk here. It's Ben and Woods. Stick around. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
BetQL helps you make smarter bets throughout the football season, giving you a chance to win cash prizes. Giving props is a weekly free-to-play contest runs throughout the playoffs. Go to BetQL.com/props to sign up. 10 props are posted around this weekend's games, and the person with the most correct picks wins $2,000. And just by signing up, you're automatically entered into a random grand prize drawing where someone is winning $10,000. Head over to BetQL.com/props now to make your picks. And we're going to start making our picks here for the weekend in just a moment. I did want to, I don't want to necessarily issue a correction, a retraction of a story we talked about yesterday, but that quarterback, the kid from La Jolla Country Day transferring from Virginia Tech, Braxton Burmeister.
Yeah.
They announced the five transfers Brady Hoke did yesterday to San Diego State, and he wasn't one of them. He wasn't on the list. And, the UT reported this earlier this week that many sources said he's transferring, he's enrolling at San Diego State. First day of classes was yesterday. Apparently no Braxton Burmeister, so they were asking Brady Hoke. Now, he can't comment on specific players who haven't enrolled. He did say, we are expecting a quarterback, but we can't really wait around forever. I mean, we'll give it another day.
So today.
And so there, you know, speculation running out that, you know, maybe he's holding out for a Power Five school still, that there's another school in the running and San Diego State is a bit of a smoke screen, or maybe it really will happen. But it was reported pretty much as a done deal, sure thing by the UT earlier this week. And now not as much of a done deal, sure thing, that transfer quarterback coming in. I think it'd be a great thing, both for the Aztecs and possibly for Burmeister as well. They would love, even for one season, to have a veteran, experienced quarterback like that to take over what should be a good team going into the new stadium. You know, you don't necessarily want to take half of a season, you know, getting a young quarterback kind of up to speed. You want to be hitting the ground running when you're selling tickets down at Snapdragon Stadium.
How screwed are they right now with both two guys leaving in the transfer portal?
I mean, it's, they have a couple of guys coming back who got a couple of snaps, but yeah, not in great shape at quarterback for next season if they don't get an experienced option coming in.
Well, so today.
It sounds like that's what Brady Hoke was saying.
It's kind of like a deadline.
A little bit. I mean, you know, is I think there's up to 2 weeks that you can still enroll at San Diego State. So the hard deadline's not for a couple of weeks, but he doesn't want it to linger along that long. He's looking for a decision quickly.
Yeah, somebody.
So we'll see. Maybe by tomorrow we'll know. All right, so we'll get to some NFL talk. First, let's check traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Before we get to the games, a story came out yesterday. The NFL and John Gruden are involved in a lawsuit. John Gruden sued the NFL, if you remember, after he got let go, or, you know, he had to step down as head coach of the Raiders. He had all that money left on his $100 million contract, and he said, NFL, you cost me my job by leaking these emails. Yeah. You know, I'm suing you to recoup at least some of that money. The NFL yesterday asked a Nevada court to either dismiss the case or transfer it to arbitration, one or the other. Their argument essentially is a fairly good one. It's that he's not disputing that he wrote the emails.
Right.
I mean,
you sent them.
He sent the emails. However they got out there, he sent them. What are we supposed to do? They're out there. We didn't make him write those emails. He wrote them. They're out there. Now, they said you can't prove that we leaked them, essentially. They didn't deny necessarily that they were leaked. I'm not on John Gruden's side here. I hate to be on the NFL side. What I'm mad about from the NFL is, though, there's like 600,000 emails.
Right.
It's the ones that haven't been leaked that are actually the problem. Not the ones that were leaked. It's the ones that you're hiding still. Because, let's be honest, does anyone really believe that there aren't more incriminating,
yeah,
bad emails, damaging emails? That, yeah, okay, I'm sure if you're John Gruden, you feel like, well, why me? Why single me out? Doesn't matter. You wrote the emails. It's the ones, the people. Who are you protecting right now, the NFL out there, with those emails that you didn't leak that should bother you out there as a football fan?
I mean, should he get anything?
No.
No. Yeah. You violated your contract. You shouldn't get any of it.
Did the emails get written before he even took the job?
I think so.
I think for the most part, yeah, they were while he was an ESPN employee. Legally, is there something troublesome there? Maybe.
Right.
But I'm talking about in the court of public opinion, in the court of whether or not John Gruden's ever going to get another chance in the NFL. No, of course not.
No chance. Interesting. Very, very interesting to see what happens there.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Are you ready for some football?
I hope you were listening to our colleague Chris Ello yesterday before you made your football picks.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't.
I was wrangling a psychotic 1-year-old.
Then, because you may have missed what I thought was one of the more interesting stats that I've ever teased it for a long time.
I feel like this is going to make me mad.
Well, I mean, you know as well as any football fan, any really person that follows the game, home field advantage is a real thing in the NFL. So you know you've got to give, usually like 3 points to the home team. In the playoffs, it's certainly true as well. But when you look at the history of the playoffs, wild card teams at home win about 62% of the time.
Okay.
Pretty good. In the conference championship game next week, home teams have an even better advantage. They win about 67% of the time.
Okay.
But in the divisional round of the playoffs, the home teams win a whopping 71% of the time. There is no better home field advantage. And as Chris put it, there's no bigger tilt in the odds in sports.
That's amazing.
Than during the divisional round of the playoffs at home this weekend's 4 games in the NFL.
That's amazing. That's an amazing stat. And I'm glad I know
And
now, hold on before you move on, though.
Okay.
Remember, things are a little different now with seven teams, because in the past, both of the home teams in each conference, so all four home teams, had had a bye
right
the week before. So they had that extra rest and were coming home. They obviously had the better record. They were the better teams, and they had a bye. Now only two of the teams have the bye, the Packers and the Titans.
Yep.
Now, the Bucs get to play at home, as do the
Chiefs,
but they also are coming off a game in which they had to play the week before, just like their opponents. So will that mitigate that huge advantage that divisional home teams have, or will it continue to roll that you should expect at least three of those teams to win?
Well, are you ready for some football? Those spreads kind of reflect that both teams played a game the weekend before. The Bucks-Rams is Bucks are laying 3 points at home. So, like you said, there's your home field advantage.
So you're saying basically then that the Bucks and the Rams are equal teams on a neutral field.
On a neutral field, probably equal teams. The Bills are only getting 2 points going into Kansas City. All right, so Kansas City not even getting the full 3 points.
So essentially you're saying that the Bills are the better team on a neutral field there. Huh?
Yes. I'm not saying it. The odds makers All right. are saying it. But, you know, listen, I'm looking at these games this weekend, and a lot of people are putting their belief in Jimmy G and the San Francisco 49ers. I'm seeing all the talking heads, the pundits saying, hey, listen, Jimmy G is going to carry them to the top. I don't see it myself. I just don't. As soon as I heard he's got a banged up shoulder to go along with his torn thumb, and he played well in Dallas. They have a lot of weapons. Fred Warner is going to be back. He said he's playing. We don't know if Nick Bosa is playing. I'm assuming he will. I put my money on Green Bay. Pretty heavy.
It's weird because I look at Jimmy G and I say, he doesn't strike me as the kind of quarterback who could get his team to the Super Bowl. Except he's already done it.
Yep.
I mean, he's literally
this team is better.
Already done it with a team that, yeah, probably wasn't as good. So you kind of have to throw that argument out the window. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers is the better quarterback in this game, but Jimmy G has done it in the playoffs before. Now, did he have to like carry everything on his back and do everything? No. Does he need to do that for the 49ers to win the game on this weekend? No.
No.
I don't think he does. I mean, he's got some weapons. He really does.
Oh,
weapons
yeah.
that could give the Green Bay Packers some trouble. Ultimately, though, I'm going to go back to the Chris Ello home field advantage stat. This was a bye team. This is, I mean, you've been waiting for Aaron Rodgers to get a little rest all season long. He's played well without it. I don't think rust is an issue for a guy like him who's been around the block as many times as he has. And the 49ers, by the way, they didn't have the walkover game like the Chiefs did last week, the Bills did last week. They had to fight against the Cowboys on the road. They had something, I think, a little bit taken out of them just to barely survive. They didn't exactly instill a lot of confidence with their fourth quarter play against the Cowboys either.
Right.
I mean, imagine if they get in that position against the Packers and they're up. You know, they're up a field goal or 6 points in the fourth quarter. They play like that, they're losing by 20 to the Packers.
Yep.
So, ultimately, I like the Packers. I'll give the points in this one. I will take Green Bay at home. I think they're going to win fairly convincingly.
It's now 6. I got it at 5, so I took that. The weather Saturday in Green Bay, Ben, is going to be a high of 20 degrees, cloudy, and a low of 1. 1 degree is your low. One. It's not going to be.
I mean, it's better than zero. It's a degree. You get a
degree.
You're getting a degree of warmth.
God.
1 degree.
It's just sub-zero wind chill. It's going to be.
God.
I can feel it already. When it's 46 degrees,
the tundra will be frozen.
Oh, it's going to be. It's everything you want in a playoff game, Benny.
It feels like not enough points, really. And this is no knock on the 49ers.
Matt
Scraby, our resident 49ers honk. I don't see it. I think getting it at 5 was a really good price. I like that, Woods. I think that's a good pick this weekend.
Yeah, the fact that you like it makes me a little bit nervous.
Of course it does.
Makes me a little.
This isn't fade bet anymore.
Makes me a little bit nervous. Now, the next game, the Rams at Bucks on Sunday. I'm so very conflicted.
God, there's some good games this weekend.
I mean, Paulie, I can't remember
you know, like you got the Bengals playing the Titans. I'm so excited to see the Bengals. I'm so excited to watch them in a playoff game. I'm so excited to see Derrick Henry back for the Titans. There's so many good storylines this weekend, but that Rams-Bucks, I have no idea. None. I'm staying away.
Really?
Honestly, I really am.
You can't do that.
I'm going to.
It's the postseason.
Now I say that, and I'll put a bet in 5 minutes before the game because I'm a degenerate. But the Rams are getting 3 points. And as good as they looked, as many weapons as they have, as good as their defense, look, I'm sitting there going, man, Tom Brady, is this the – how do you bet against Tom Brady, though?
My worry for the Bucks, I've been waiting for some of those injuries to catch up to them. But they really haven't.
Yep.
And as I look at this game, and I think Matthew Stafford has silenced some of the doubters, but he hasn't silenced all of my doubts yet.
Right.
And Tom Brady has, long ago. At some point, Tom Brady is going to meet his match, and it's going to be over. But why would you ever bet against him in the playoffs? Until it's proven until that it's he proven. Is done... And stick a fork in him over. And so we're not there
been
yet.
Saying that exact statement for yeah. 10 plus years.
He played at an MVP level. I mean, you may think Aaron Rodgers is the MVP, but you can't argue that Tom Brady didn't play at an MVP level all season. They're at home. They've got an MVP level quarterback who is going to, I mean, there's no rattling Tom Brady in the playoffs. No. He's seen it all. He's played multiple seasons worth of playoff games in his career. He's played much bigger games than this. You're telling me getting the Rams, what? Oh, scary Rams coming in. That's really going to intimidate Tom Brady. I like the Rams. I probably will be rooting for the Rams. I'm picking the Bucks in this game.
Well, it's very easy for you to say when you don't put one single nickel of your own money on it.
But I just put my reputation at stake here. My unimpeachable... picking reputation is now at stake.
Colin Cowherd makes like $50 million a year. He never gets any of his picks right. Never. Nothing ever happens.
You see my strategy now. I'm trying to make that kind of dough.
Nobody's going to hold your feet to the fire on it. I'm actually putting real money on here. I have no idea. It's the game that's giving me the heebie-jeebies. Now, I'll say this for the end. I know we'll get into more of the other two tomorrow. I bet with my heart. I'm going to bet with my heart on both of these. I like betting on teams I want to root for. I'm rooting for the Bengals. I'm rooting for the Bills.
The Rams? Oh, tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's game.
Tomorrow.
The games that we'll be picking tomorrow.
Correct.
Yes.
I'm betting with my heart and not my head.
Are you not have a heart root in the Rams-Bucks game?
I don't.
You don't?
I really don't. I don't care. Like, Tom's got so many.
I think from a sentimental perspective, I kind of want to see Matthew Stafford get over
the
hump.
You love Los Angeles so much. The Lakers, the Rams, the Chargers, all the L.A. teams that you're big. Dave Roberts, a big personal friend of yours. I see where your heart and your connection is, but you're not putting real money on these. But is it dumb for me to bet with my heart? Like, betting on the teams I want to see win instead of the teams I
think. I think that's unequivocally true.
But it's fun, though.
It's more fun, but it's dumb to bet with your heart.
It's so tough to bet on a team you really don't want to win. You're like, I know they're going to win.
You love emotional insurance.
I do.
You love that. Bet on the team that you don't want to win, because even if your heart gets broken, cash comes into your account.
That's fair.
One way or the other. All right, we'll do our AFC picks tomorrow as we wrap up the preview. We got a lot coming up in our 8 o'clock hour, including giveaway. We'll be giving away our Aztec season tickets for Saturday night's final return after 2 weeks. San Diego State basketball returns for a big game against Boise State.
A lot of pressure on whoever's leading the chance.
The Broncos have won 10 games in a row. I think they're playing again tonight.
Well, that happened when Paul did his, and we snapped that streak against Colorado State.
And so they will play Saturday night. We'll give away those tickets after our Rindle report. And then coming up in our bottom hour, in our final segment, the great Michael Wilbon from ESPN, pardon the interruption, going to make his Ben & Woods debut.
Can't wait.
Very looking forward to this. A hard get for Paul. He travels a lot.
Yeah.
Hard to pin him down.
No doubt.
But Paulie finally locked him in. So I'm looking forward to that conversation on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. That's coming up. Final hour of Ben & Woods next on 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.